FX markets are trading cautiously into the North American session as investors await today's pivotal U.S. employment report. With the yen, the clear standout after a sharp rally, reignited speculation that Japanese authorities are stepping up efforts to counter excessive currency weakness. While there's been no confirmation of direct intervention, reports suggesting Tokyo is adopting more unpredictable tactics to deter speculative positioning have heightened caution, particularly with dollar yen having recently traded at fresh multi-decade highs. Sterling is the next major outperformer, supported by a combination of UK political relief, less dovish than feared BOE communication, cross-related demand against the euro, and short covering after a difficult June. Markets reacted positively to signals of fiscal discipline from the likely next UK leadership, with Andy Burnham pledging strict fiscal control and good growth, helping ease concerns over loose public finances and political uncertainty. Bailey's comments also offered support, not because he sounded hawkish, but because he avoided opening the door to imminent rate cuts while still acknowledging persistent inflation risks. The euro is seeing modest demand against the US dollar as markets continue to digest this week's ECB forum in Sintra, where policymakers reinforce their commitment to restoring price stability while leaving the door open to further tightening should inflation warrant it. More broadly, FX markets remain in wait-and-see mode, with the US dollar little changed overall as traders avoid taking large directional positions ahead of payrolls. US equity futures are holding relatively steady after Wednesday's pullback, with investors reluctant to take on meaningful risk before what is expected to be the week's defining macro event. Recent U.S. data have been mixed, with softer ADP employment and ISM manufacturing readings pointing to some moderation in activity, but not enough to materially change the broader narrative of a resilient U.S. economy. At the same time, markets continue to adjust to Fed Chair Kevin Warsh's more data-dependent policy framework, placing even greater emphasis on incoming economic releases. In commodities, oil remains under pressure after reports that OPEC is likely to approve another production increase for August, while easing fears of immediate Middle East supply disruptions have also weighed on prices, despite ongoing U.S.-Iran discussions surrounding the Strait of Hormuz. Gold is trading cautiously as firmer treasury yields offset lingering geopolitical uncertainty. Looking ahead, this June U.S. employment report overwhelmingly dominates the North American calendar. While headline payrolls will command the initial reaction, average hourly earnings could ultimately prove the more important release given Chair Warsh's strong focus on inflation. Markets will also remain alert to further yen volatility, particularly with tomorrow's U.S. holiday likely to produce thinner liquidity and potentially amplify any headlines around yen intervention. That's all for now.